Assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you. Welcome to the Dean Show. Assalamu alaikum, brother. Brother Clay, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, I'm fine, thank you.
It's good to have you here with
brother
us.
Brother here, Clay,
and you accepted Islam how long ago?
About 4.5 years ago.
Tell us, for our viewers, what brought you to Islam?
You know, it's one of those things. I turned 40 years old, and I thought to myself, half my life is over. I should get some better fire insurance. In my 20s, I was a very evangelical Christian, and kind of lost interest in it, looked around at different religions in my 30s. When I turned 40, like I said, this thought occurred to me. It took about 9 months, and then another thought occurred to me, which was, hey, I have never known anything about Islam except what they taught me in fifth grade. What they taught me in fifth grade was this Quran's a big deal. So, of course, I went to the bookstore, bought a few English translations, and started reading them. Took about a month, and then I realized this description of God was distinct. It was maniacally focused on giving God all the power. None of the power was reserved for anybody else. God had all the decisions of the good, the bad, the ugly, the beautiful, however they were going to happen, God was managing everything. And that description of God was so overwhelming and overpowering that praise God, it took residence in me. Oh, so I went and thought about that and read and studied for about 18 months. After 18 months, I woke up one night in the middle of the night and it occurred to me, hey, subhanAllah, I'm Muslim.
Everything that you already instinctively believed was being portrayed in this book.
I won't say that because a lot of my thoughts changed as I read the book. I read the book and it occurred to me, hey, I'm not thinking right on this issue, I'm not thinking right on that issue. This book is telling me a story, this is the way it is. So I take the book at face value and went that way with my thoughts. You know, it wasn't up to me how my thoughts evolved. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided over time that I would think that way. And praise God that I should have woken up those 18 months later and recognized that I was Muslim.
What was the big difference of how you used to live before? You said you were evangelical Christian.
Back in my 20s, you know.
What's an evangelical Christian?
Somebody who tries to interest people in the mission that Jesus had. May peace and blessings be upon Jesus.
How was your relationship with Jesus, peace be upon him, now as opposed to then?
At the time, I considered him to be maybe at the time, you know, I wasn't. There's some Christians believe Jesus is the Son of God. I can't say that I fully embraced that thought even as a Christian, but I certainly gave a great deal of divine rights to him in my thinking as a Christian. I was happy to see when Islam started giving me the details on Islam, how Islam perceived Jesus. I was certainly delighted to see that Jesus was portrayed as a prophet, and he's also called the Messiah, the one who brings the kingdom in. And this took residence in me as a much more apropos story about his life.
How did you deal with now the crucifixion?
There's no problem giving it up. But one of the first Muslims I met during that 18-month period of study of Islam told me the following idea. He said, look, Jesus is a prophet of God. He should be honored. For him to be dying in a fashion, being nailed to a cross, is kind of it's an ugly way to die. And this is not a way to, not suitable for a prophet of God. May peace and blessings be upon Jesus. That he should die that way.
Did you know back then that we have such a great relationship, that we love Jesus, that no Muslim is a Muslim unless he believes in Jesus? Did you know this before as a Christian?
No, I did not. I did not realize that. I think maybe I knew it at some point. I'll tell you that point because it's a fun story. I don't ever remember realizing that Muslims gave such great respect to Jesus, peace be upon him. In my 20s, when I was going to college, or late teens, 20s, when I was going to college, we had this study hall in the basement of the library. This was at the University of Arizona. And there was this very mixed group of people. We had one Muslim guy in there who was part of our study hall. So we'd study for a couple of hours engineering, and then we'd stop and have a talk on politics or religion or any number of things. And after a number of weeks of this, I decided, okay, I'm going to let this Muslim guy have it. I'm gonna bring this guy to Christ. I'm gonna get this guy to convert to Christianity. So I let him have it. I went up and down, left and right. You have to follow God. You have to obey God. God gave us a book. You have to follow it. And of course, I'm referring at the time to the Bible, the New Testament. And he listened very patiently. We parted on, and I just thought to myself, well, may God grant him becoming a Christian. He comes back to me the next Monday. He grabs me by the shoulders. He says, look, I'll do anything you want. You want me to buy you a car? I'll buy you a car. You want me to, at the time I had acne. I'll say, take you to the doctor? I'll get you a doctor. Whatever you want. You want me to get you a tutor for any of your classes? I'll get you a tutor for any. I say, look, I don't want anything from you. I just taught you about Jesus, peace be upon him. And, you know, I want you to follow him. He says, look, I have not made my salah, I have not made my daily prayers in years. When you talked to me, I feared God. I started making my daily prayers again. Subhanallah. So from then on, I would tell anybody, well, I converted an atheist to Christianity, I converted a fallen away Catholic back to Christianity, and I listed a few other people, and I also converted a Muslim. I sort of baited them. They said, wow, you converted a Muslim to Christianity? I said, no. I converted a Muslim to Islam.
Tell us a couple more questions before we come to an end. From the what the media is portraying Islam today, now that you are a Muslim, what's the difference? What look can you tell us for those that are out there getting educated through the media? Is it really what's being portrayed, or is there a different side to it?
You know, I want to say one more thing about what I was talking about, and we can just finish up on that previous thought.
Yeah.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know the Quran. It says, those whom God guides to Islam, nobody can misguide. Those whom God lets go astray, nobody can guide. So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me that good deed to talk to that man about God, and that he entered more fully back into his worship. That was a gift from God.
Yes.
I hope that all the Muslims in the world get these kind of gifts, to have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them the gift to help each other realize more fully our ibadah and practice our ibadah better and better. To answer your question, what do I think of the media portrayal, and how does it reflect on me?
Yeah, how does this now, from what you knew about Islam before and what you are getting to practice today, what is the world actually missing out on? What is a different picture that is, one, being painted by the media, and now the other picture that you actually get to see the truth?
It is so sad, so sad, that people don't get a clear picture in the news and the media. With that said, if somebody wants a clear picture, inshallah, I believe they can find it. It just makes me very sad that we don't get a clean, crisp, accurate portrayal. It's that sad problem of the economics of the business of news. The business of news, dog bites man, doesn't get in the news. Man bites dog, that gets in the news. So some kook wants to say something dumb, subhanallah. That's the business of news. They're going to put it on.
Yeah.
Somebody says something normal, it's unfortunate, you know? A Muslim, a true believer, cannot be a terrorist. And a terrorist cannot be a true believer. That's the bottom line.
Very simple, yeah. So,
I wish every news report that talked about terrorists would begin with that. But no. You know, that's the most central fact in Islam. It's a pity that that's not the beginning point.
Closing comments and advice for any Christian or anybody in humanity who's confused, has had a turning point in his life, and he's searching for the truth.
Read the Quran. Get a copy of the Quran that has a half a page of commentary for every half a page of text. There's a few of them out there. Buy two or three Qurans, each of them with different commentaries in them. Read it carefully. Inshallah, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He will give you guidance, that He will give you that the Quran, the meanings of the Quran will take residency, that you will be able to see God for all of His beautiful management of every atom of the entire galaxy from the beginning of time till now, and from now till the end of time. He is managing everything. That Muslims perceive God in that way is something that was just startling to me as I was reading the Quran, and may God give you that same startling revelation, recognition that God is in fact doing all that.
All right, it was good talking to you. Thank you very much, brother. Assalamu alaikum. I'd like to thank everybody who is with us. Please go on the website, adeenshow.com. We actually have the Quran on there for free. You can read it, check it out, give us your comments, suggestions, and we'll see you again on The Dean Show. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you.